Turkey's leaders say that they will push for a vote tomorrow in Parliament to approve overflight rights for U.S. planes and missiles deployed in a war against Iraq. Turkey's prime minister says there are no plans to allow American warplanes to land on Turkish soil. At the same time, Washington is urging Turkey to keep its forces out of northern Iraq once the fighting begins. The White House fears a Turkish incursion could lead to clashes with Iraqi Kurdish fighters. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports now, Ankara insists its troops will go in to protect Turkey's interests.
For months, Turkey stuck to this position. When U.S. troops invade Iraq, the Turkish armed forces will also go in. How far in and how many soldiers isn't clear, but go in they will, says Amin Shirin, a member of parliament.
We don't want the war, and if the war happens, then in this case, we have to interfere within this war, not as an ally of the United States, but of our own, in order to protect our own interests.
Turkey's interests read like a laundry list of worries. For one, Turks argue that they have a right to protect the large ethnic Turkish population in northern Iraq. The government also fears a major refugee crisis. After the 1991 Gulf War, nearly 500,000 refugees crossed the border from Iraq to Turkey. But by far the biggest concern among Turks is the notion that Iraq's Kurds could establish an independent state. Political analyst Doyu Ergil explains.
The fear emanates from the fact that whatever happens in a post-Saddam restoration period, Kurds can lay their hands on the northern oil fields and thus lay the foundations of a small, rich republic.
Such a republic, say members of the political and military establishment, could be a beacon for Turkey's Kurds. İlnur Çevik is Turkey's unofficial envoy to northern Iraqi Kurds.
If there is a Kurdish state, it could be a center of attraction for Turkey's Kurds, or it could be a bad influence on the Turkish Kurds to rise up to the occasion, especially in southeastern Turkey, for the Kurds who feel deprived, and revolt.
More than half of the world's 25 million Kurds live mainly in southeastern Turkey. The rest are scattered among parts of Armenia, northern Iraq, Syria, and Iran. For Turks, who are raised on the idea that outside forces historically sought Turkish disintegration, the idea of Kurdish independence plays right into their deepest suspicions. Ümit Özdag heads the Eurasian Center for Strategic Studies in Ankara.
In the long run, there's going to be a pan-Kurdist aspiration in this region, which is going to be a threat for regional stability.
According to Professor Doyu Ergil, an expert on ethnic Kurds, Turks fear pan-Kurdism because of the war between separatist Kurdish guerrillas and the Turkish army that raged through much of the 1990s.
The Turkish establishment sees this as rational, and what really supports their anxiety is this nearly a decade and a half long internal strife.
Ergil says fears of Kurdish separatism in Turkey are unfounded. He carried out a scientific study among Turkey's Kurds and found that fewer than 10% harbor separatist aspirations. In the majority ethnic Kurdish village of Siirt in southeastern Turkey, a group of young Kurdish men insisted they're Turks first and foremost. Kurds and Turks here are the same, says 28-year-old Jever Alkan. There is no difference between us. The Kurds in northern Iraq have their own interests in mind, and we have nothing to do with that. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.